something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Master Soul Winner.
Hallelujah.
So Jesus, two Baptists came to Jesus. They came from the Baptist church. And you know, I'm not against the Baptists. I'm just telling you something that happened to the Baptists. Two Baptists came to Jesus. You never read it before? Two Baptists, they came to Jesus. And Jesus didn't say, go back to your church. He didn't. Come on with me. St. John's Gospel, come on. I want to read it to you. Don't drive them back. Give them revs. Huh? I'm reading from verse 35. Chapter 1. St. John's Gospel, chapter number 1. Win it. See, we've got to win them. There's a lot of Christians who are not hearing anything where they are at. We don't go to their churches to try to win them from their churches. No. I'm just showing you different kinds of people. Jesus warned different kinds of people, including those who came from another church. From verse 35. Again the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples. Let me read it right. Again the next day after, John stood and two of his disciples. And looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, behold, the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following. See, a lot of times we have these programs, they come following. See, as you pass through that gate, they follow you in. You know what I'm talking about. And when you look, you recognize some of them. Even the very way they move, you know they've been someplace else. See, I can tell when people hear the true word of God because they have a good self-image. They walk right. They walk fast. But when you see the one that's going like that, you know something? It's like a... See, he's been whipped, you know? When they preach a lot of judgment. You know? He looks older than his age. He's not sick, but he looks sick. You turn like Jesus. You too, come. Look at it here. So, the Bible says, verse 36, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and said unto them, what seek ye? What do you want? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where do you live? Where'd you leave? He said unto them, come and see. Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. Why did they wait that late? They don't want to go back. and they never went back. They remained from that day with Jesus. I like it. I said he won all kinds of people. He won them all. He won them all. That's what you ought to do. You prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. This is launch out to the deep. You prepare yourself for success. He said to us, it's a year of increase. And you know, we are increasing in every way. Increasing in the knowledge of God. Increasing the flow of the anointing of God. Increasing our understanding. Increasing in soul winning. Increasing everywhere. This is the year of the double portion. Hallelujah. Say this with me. I am a soul winner.
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 I am a partner.
With the Lord.
For winning the world.
For winning the world.
Now, you've got to remember that. See, even after Jesus ascended and went into heaven, he kept on winning souls. You read your Bible. Saul of Tarsus, haunting Christians, making havoc of the church. Jesus couldn't wait. He showed up. And he called him by his name. Jesus still winning souls. He's still doing the same today. And each one of us can become addicted to evangelism. See, it's something that must be burning in our hearts. It's not an option. It's our lifestyle. It's our way of living. You get it? We are born into it. That's why he put us here. I said, everything about your life must focus on winning people to Jesus Christ. Your job, your neighborhood, everything you do, everything you do, everything you do. Some of you got married for the wrong reason. See? When you get married, you should get married to join together to win people to Jesus. But when you marry for the wrong reason, you're just like everybody else. You're just like everybody else who had no vision, who's living an empty life. See? But God doesn't want you to live an empty life. Your life must count for winning people to Christ. It must count for winning people to Christ. Your whole life, your family, everything about you, your finances, everything about you must be into winning people for Jesus Christ. You must become addicted to it. We're talking about cell leaders. Okay, cell leaders. As a cell leader, what is your job? You are supposed to lead. You are a leading soul winner, leading in soul winning. Are you hearing me? I said, you are a leading soul winner, leading in soul winning. When you find a cell leader whose life is dry and complaining about her job or his job and about the finances and so on and so forth, or other problem in this and problem in that, that's a soul winner that's not functioning. When you function, let me tell you this, when you function, a real soul winner opens his spirit to ideas. You can't be broke. When you open your spirit, see, as a soul winner, you're opening your spirit
to ideas from God. He would lead you into opportunities. And not only will he lead you into opportunities, he will let you see the opportunities and give you the inspiration to act. See, listen to this. There are lots of people who see opportunities. But when they see the opportunities, they become docile. They become passive. They become uninspired. They are disabled. They cannot do anything about the opportunity. They may sing about it. They may tell everybody about the opportunity. But they themselves cannot do anything about it. Why? Because they have been disabled. Some will see opportunity and not recognize it. Yet there are those who will see an opportunity, recognize it, and have the inspiration to act on it to get the results. All that comes from God. That's the difference between the man who's a success and the man who's a failure. See, the man who's a failure is not necessarily stupid. He's not necessarily unintelligent. Sometimes they are very wise. So why don't they win in life? Because they didn't plug in to the right sockets. Plug into the socket of evangelism. Be winning people to Jesus. You will never run dry. He will show you opportunities. He will inspire you to recognize them. He will motivate you to pick them up and work on them. And succeed where others fail.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
It is that glorious time of the year again. A time to look back with gratitude and look forward with great expectation. As we come to the close of the year of completeness, we lift our hands in thanksgiving to God for the fulfillment of his word, for the spread of the gospel to all nations, and for every life transformed through the word of God. And now, we eagerly await the 31st night service with Pastor Chris. Join billions around the world as we hear from God through our man of God, Pastor Chris. And step into the new year with direction, prophecy, and power. Date, Wednesday, December 31st, 2025.
31st of December, a special night. It's the biggest thing on planet Earth. That whole night, you've got many, many networks around the world hooked up for 31st of December in so many countries, so many nations. It's the largest platform to minister the word.
Broadcasting live on this station. You can also participate live on www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. You can also download the apps from loveworldappstore.org, the Google Play Store, or the iOS App Store.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
It is that glorious time of the year again. A time to look back with gratitude and look forward with great expectation. As we come to the close of the year of completeness, we lift our hands in thanksgiving to God for the fulfillment of his word, for the spread of the gospel to all nations, and for every life transformed through the word of God. And now, we eagerly await the 31st night service with Pastor Chris.
We want to take the message everywhere, everywhere. We must be satisfied that we did what we had to do. Let's not finish December 31st and wish we had done more.
That special moment where the Word of God that will direct the whole world for the year 2026 is released. Join billions around the world as we hear from God through our man of God, Pastor Chris. And step into the new year with direction, prophecy, and power. Date, Wednesday, December 31st, 2025.
31st of December, a special night. It's the biggest thing on planet Earth. That whole night, you've got many, many networks around the world hooked up for 31st of December in so many countries, so many nations. It's the largest platform to minister the word.
Broadcasting live on this station. You can also participate live on www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. You can also download the apps from loveworldappstore.org, the Google Play Store, or the iOS App Store.
This is a continuation of the message, The Master Soul Winner.
Hallelujah.
As a soul winner, you become a place of action for the Holy Ghost. A center of operation for the Holy Ghost. And that's the reason he leads you. Your steps are ordered of the Lord. And he says, none of your steps shall slide. Because you're with him as a partner. Not one who is confessing partnership. One who is doing it. Who is acting it. You are needed. How many of you know you're needed? Do you realize you're needed in this day and this hour? Do you realize you're needed? You believe God needs you? Come on, talk to me. You believe God needs you? Listen, he needs you. If you know the kind of God he is, you know he needs you. He needs you. He wants you. He needs you. He wants you. He's that loving and kind. He needs you. He wants you. Nobody can do it the way you can do it. There are people that only you can win in this world. Nobody else will ever be able to win them but you. And if they are lost, you answer to God for them. Because you see, no one is like you. Nobody can laugh the way you do with your voice. No one can use those words the way you can. And so, God's message and certain people who can only hear that message from you. They cannot respond if somebody else told them. And Jesus has planned that you are the one to win them. Let me show you this. Turn to Colossians. That's the Colossians, Ephesians chapter 2. From verse 10. Once you all read that together. Hallelujah. Look into it from the Amplified Version. For we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, that is planned beforehand for us, taking parts which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them. Living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. Your life was prearranged. See, I don't meet anybody by chance. If I ever meet you, God planned it. Hallelujah. He says, taking parts which he prearranged for us. Hallelujah. So your life is not an accident. So there are people that God has placed in your path. And you're the only one that can lead them into salvation. If you don't lead them, you have to give an account to God for them. Because nobody else could have warned them. And then they'll go to hell. All because of you. And then he says, Son of man, I have made you a watchman. If I say to the wicked, O wicked, you shall surely die. He said, if you don't speak to the wicked, to warn the wicked from the error of his way, he said, the wicked shall surely die in his sin, but his blood I will require at your hand. Hallelujah. So, what's our plan? Winning people. Who are we? God's partners. We are authorized. We are commissioned. We are on a mission. We know that we are saints. Hallelujah. He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you. I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit. And that your fruit should remain. And that the Father will answer every prayer that you make. That's what he said. Whatever you shall ask the Father in my name will be granted you. So I'm authorized from heaven. I'm heaven sent. I'm a God sent man. Hallelujah. You're a God-sent man. You're a God-sent woman. You're not in this world by chance. No. You received salvation. It was given to you. Now you are a custodian of divine verities. And what are you going to do? You're going to have to administer these truths. Share them. You're a custodian of eternal life. Eternal truths. Now you have to give them. Serve them. The new covenant. Bring them in. Bring them in, that their sins might be remitted. See, there's so many who need the forgiveness of their sins. But they can't have their sins forgiven until we tell them about Jesus. You, when you do something wrong, you have Jesus. In your privacy, you can talk to him. And all your sins are washed out of your heart. And you are made pure by the blood of the Lamb. And you stand before God clean and clear. What about the other man who doesn't know he could have his sins forgiven? He'll die in his sins. But you have yours washed away by the same blood that's supposed to be available to him. You say, he will not believe. Tell him first. Everyone has the right to hear the gospel at least once in his life. Amen? Everyone should hear it. That's our harvest field. It's our harvest field. What do you think when you look at the masses of people? What do you think? When you hear that Lagos has about 10 million people, what do you think? That's what we've got to do so much. So many that don't know Jesus. They are too many. The corruption in our society. That's our challenge. It's called a challenge of the harvest. When you look at the harvest field, white, ready. What do? You cry about the harvest. They're too wicked. Oh, God. No! When the farmer has a great harvest, he's excited. Boy! Look at the harvest field. They are our opportunity. Thank you, Jesus. Look at the secondary schools. So many of these young people, they don't know Jesus. So much we can do. Oh, you should see me preach to children. Nobody's too small to be preached to. I can preach to anybody. I can preach to little kids and old people. Why? Because the Holy Ghost is in me. And what I do is let Him talk. Let Him use my tongue. Let Him speak. Let Him express love, the love of God. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. He's come looking for them. But He's doing it through me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And you know, as you win people, you make them soul winners. And that's what I'm doing to you now. See, you make them soul winners. You win one person, you make him a soul winner. You win another one, you make him a soul winner. And you give him your message. Years ago, that's what I used to do. I would write my sermon notes that I preached. And I'll give it to these young converts or new converts. I'll give them the message. And they will write down these things and begin to preach them. I did that as a student a long time ago.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
It is that glorious time of the year again. A time to look back with gratitude and look forward with great expectation. As we come to the close of the year of completeness, we lift our hands in thanksgiving to God for the fulfillment of His word, for the spread of the gospel to all nations, and for every life transformed through the word of God. And now, we eagerly await the 31st night service with Pastor Chris. Join billions around the world as we hear from God through our man of God, Pastor Chris. And step into the new year with direction, prophecy, and power. Date, Wednesday, December 31st, 2025.
31st of December, a special night. It's the biggest thing on planet Earth. That whole night, you've got many, many networks around the world hooked up for 31st of December. In so many countries, so many nations, it's the largest platform to minister the word.
Broadcasting live on this station. You can also participate live on www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. You can also download the apps from loveworldappstore.org, the Google Play Store, or the iOS App Store.
Wow! We believe you have been blessed by this message brought to you by Christ Embassy. We invite you to worship with us every Sunday at 9 a.m. and Wednesday at 6 p.m. at Christ Embassy Chinoy, stand number 16053 Industrial Site behind Sinoya Primary School in Muzari, Chinoy. For inquiries or to share your testimony, kindly call us on 0772-843-739 or 0775-202-305. Or email us on info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.